第一个，这个是第三个，请用第一个幻灯片，不是这个，第一个，请换一下那个幻灯片 ，Not this one, please。那个 title。可以换到第一张吗 ？Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of a difficult act to follow there.
现在这个技术还先进了，有的时候。
Got you all excited. Now we got to come down to.
现在刚才好像大家都很兴奋，现在好像就是要听讲道了，嗯。
It's so good to be here this morning. It's always a privilege to be able to preach the gospel.
很高兴在这里，那能够来传讲福音总是一种荣幸，对我来讲。
This morning I wanted to make a connection between Jonah, Jesus, and the Apostle Paul.
今天呢，我要把约拿、耶稣还有使徒保罗放在一起来讲。
And since our time is somewhat limited, I'm going to give you the condensed version.
所以呢，因为我们的时间有限，所以我把它精简浓缩。
And so, lest I forget later on in trying to close it out, I want to make the connection between these three at the beginning.
所以，因为我怕我待会儿会忘了，所以我在刚开始就把这三位圣经上的人物联系在一起。
What would be the connection between Jonah, Jesus, and the Apostle Paul?
那约拿、耶稣还有保罗他们之间的联系是什么呢
？Well, Jonah is the prophet in the Old Testament that we consider to be. One of the unusual, strange prophets of the Old Testament.
那约拿是旧约中的先知，我们基本上都是认为他是一个很不寻常的这样的一位先，就是不太寻常的先知。
Some years ago, I began to realize how important it is that we make the connections between the Old Testament and the New.
那很多年以前，我就意识到，把旧约跟新约联系起来是非常的重要。
Oftentimes we begin to think that there's so much in the Old Testament that really doesn't apply to us, but when we study it deeply, we realize that there are many connections.
然后我们以前又会一般的就会觉得说，哦，这个旧约有这么长，好像跟我们没法应用到我们的现实生活中。但是当我们真正去读的时候，其实对我们的现代，我们现在的生活很有应用。
From the time of Adam and Eve and the promise of the Messiah to come.All through the Old Testament are many references to the coming of Jesus.
那从亚当夏娃犯罪以来，从对弥赛亚的应许，那就有很多在旧约里边可以看到很多对耶稣的弥赛亚到来的这个预言。
Actually, it's been there are more than 300 references to Jesus coming in the Old Testament alone.
单单在旧约就有对耶稣的再来，就是对耶稣的到来有300处的预言。
I'm sorry, I can't give you all 300 of them.
当然，我没办法跟你讲，把这300处的这个引用都讲出来。
But just let me mention a couple of the more outstanding.
那我们就来几个比较显明的、显眼的，我们先来讲。
Sometime if you think about it and read Psalm 22.
如果你去读那个诗篇22篇的话。
I'm not wanting to read it now, but just the reference there, the King David is referring to Jesus on the cross. It's even 1,000 years before Jesus came, the psalmist is writing about him so clearly.
但是在耶稣到来的1000年之前，其实大卫所写的这首诗呢，诗篇22是指在十架上的耶稣。
It's almost like the prophet is sitting looking through a telescope, but it's not a telescope of distance, it's a telescope of time, and he sees Jesus on the cross, and he's writing about his agony and his dying.
所以，好像先知他的一个望远镜，他这个望远镜不是看远处的，而是看到未来的历史中，他好像看到耶稣挂在十字架上，在痛苦上，那种痛苦，所以他就把它写下来了。
Isaiah the prophet in Isaiah 53 writing about the suffering and the dying of Jesus.
那像以赛亚书第53章就讲到这个受苦的仆人，就是耶稣。
Again, hundreds of years before the coming of Jesus, he looks through his telescope of prophecy and he sees the Jesus as the dying lamb, the sacrificial lamb.
所以他就 透过这个预言的这个望远镜看到耶稣是在一个垂死的，是要一个被献祭的羔羊。
And so whenever we open the Bible and we read Old Testament or New,
所以当我们打开圣经，不管是读新约还是旧约，
we want to see where it points toward Jesus.
其实我们可以看到它总是在指向耶稣。
Now the way that the prophet Jonah and Jesus are connected is this.
那约拿跟耶稣的联系就是
the Pharisees.And the elders and those that were not believing in Jesus came to Jesus and said, "Show us a sign."
就是那些法利赛人还有那些文士，他们是不信耶稣的。他们到耶稣面前说，你给我显个神迹。
But Jesus answered them and said in this way,
耶稣回答说，
"An evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign."
说一个邪恶淫乱的时代求看神迹，除了先知约拿的神迹以外。
As I was praying this week and thinking about this message, I began to wonder why Jesus didn't answer them in a different way.
我在这个星期在准备信息，在祷告的时候，我就想说，为什么耶稣对他们的这个问题没有一个不同的回答呢？
For them to see, they saw what Jesus did when he went to the temple and he saw a man that was blind and he was mute.
然后他们其实已经看到，当耶稣进到圣殿里边，他看到一个又哑又聋的人。
Now Jesus didn't perform the miracle for them to see and say, "Oh, what a wonderful person Jesus is," but he performed the miracle for the main reason was to heal the man that was blind and was mute.
所以呢，耶稣呢，他的神迹不是说好像展示他自己，说看他能做什么神迹，而是他的主要的目的是他医治了这个又瞎又哑的人。
Because he had compassion on him.
因为耶稣有怜恤这个被这个鬼捆缚的人。
Now the miracles that Jesus performed actually validated his messiahship.
所以耶稣所显的神迹就证实了他就是那位弥赛亚，他的身份。
But the scribes and Pharisees now are coming to Jesus saying, "Show us a sign," in that they wanted him to perform like some kind of a circus animal in a zoo.
他们本来这耶稣已经明明的行了神迹，但是他们还是到耶稣面前说，你再给我们显个神迹，好像在对待马戏团的动物一样。
And when they said, "Show us a sign," why didn't Jesus say, "Didn't you see me heal the blind man and the mute man?"
他们说你显个神迹，耶稣为什么不回答说，你难道没有看到那个又瞎又哑的被医治吗？
What kind of sign are you looking for?
你们要想要什么样的神迹呢？
And just within that time frame as well, there was a man that had a withered arm.
在那个同时期，耶稣还有一个就是一个手萎缩的人。
Again, Jesus had compassion on the man, and he healed his arm. Said, "Stretch out your hand," and his arm and his hands were made whole.
然后耶稣同样的对这个人呢，在就是对他有连续，耶稣就对他说，伸出手来。
When they said, "Show us a sign," why didn't Jesus say, "Well, I just showed you some"?
当他们说求你显个神迹的，请你给我我们愿意你显个神迹。耶稣为什么不说，你们怎么没看到那个枯干的手的人被医治吗？
My father was a very, very good man, a very strong Christian. Many, many years he served the Lord.
我的父亲是一个很刚强的人，他也是一个很刚强的基督徒，他服侍主很多年。
But in his later years, from the time he was about 85 years old till he was about 90, he began to have some mental health issues.
但是当他到85岁以后，到他90岁中间，他有一些那个就是脑中有些问题，老人的那种。
And so every time we would go to myself or my brothers or sisters would go to see my father, he would always bring up one subject.
所以当我们这些儿女去看望他的时候，他总是讲一件事情，总是有一个题目主题。
And that was this: if the church was doing what it was supposed to be doing, we would be seeing miracles after miracles happening.In the church,
他就说，如果教会做到他们应该做的，那我们就会在教会里不断的看到神迹，应该是。
And one day I said to my father, I said, "Dad, if today you went to church this Sunday and you saw someone healed of a withered arm, what would you want to see next week?"
然后我对爸爸就说，如果你这个星期去教会，你看到有个人的枯干的手被医治了，那下个星期你想看到什么呢？
Next week you would want to see something more dramatic than what you saw this week.
然后那下个星期就想干一个好像更显明的、更引人注目的一个神迹。
And all those thousands of people that saw Jesus perform miracles were worthy on the day of the cross that he was crucified.
其实那些那么几千人，他们看到耶稣行神迹，这样同样的一群人，他们也是在耶稣被钉十字架的时候，他们也在现场。
But Jesus said to these Pharisees and Sadducees and scribes and whoever else it was that were not believing in him, he said, "You're an evil and adulterous generation seeking after a sign."
但是耶稣对这个不管是法利赛人、撒都该人、文士，还有这些所有不相信的人说，一个邪恶淫乱的时代求看神迹。
But Jesus said, "I'm not going to give you a sign. The only sign that will be given will be Jonah, the prophet Jonah."
所以耶稣说，我不会给你们神迹，你们唯一能看到的神迹，除了先知约拿的神迹以外，再没有别的神迹给他看，给他们看。
Let me give you this word of caution. When you study the book of Jonah, don't get focused too much on the big fish or the whale or whatever it was.
所以我先给大家一个警告，当你去读约拿书的时候，不要把你所有的关注力都放在那个大鱼，不管是它是个大鲸鱼还是什么鱼。
The real focus in the book of Jonah is that God is a good God. He's a great God. He's a compassionate and loving Heavenly Father.
这真正的注意力是神是一位伟大的神，他是一位满有恩典怜悯的神，他是一位良善的神。
So when Jonah said, "Cast me overboard," as the ship was tossing and turning on the seas, and Jonah said, "Cast me overboard," and the fish swallowed him up. Then how was that pointing to Jesus?
那当约拿在这个海上起了大风，他对那些船员说：“你们把我扔到海里边。”然后呢，他被这个神安排了一条大鱼吞了约拿。那这个跟耶稣有什么联系呢？
3 days and 3 uncomfortable nights he spent in the belly of the fish.
所以呢，三日三夜他很不舒服的待在这个鱼肚子里。
Jesus said, "The sign of the prophet Jonah." Was that those 3 days and 3 nights down in the belly of the whale? Even so, must the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the depths of the earth?
所以耶稣的神迹就是说，约拿三日三夜这样的待在大鱼的肚腹中，人子也要这样三日三夜在地里头。
And so this is a sign in the Old Testament. How does this point us to Jesus? Here's the way Jesus says it points to Him.
这是耶稣给我们解释这个旧约是如何指向他自己的。
The greatest of all miracles that Jesus performed was the resurrection of the dead.
所以耶稣所在他所行的神迹中最大的神迹就是使死人复活。
And Jesus said the sign of the prophet Jonah is the only sign that you need, and it's the only sign you're going to be given.
耶稣说，这个约拿的神迹是唯一你们所需要的，也是唯一你们会得到的。
But I want to go back to Jonah for just a few minutes.
那我们现在回来看约拿。
Jonah is somewhat I can identify with Jonah.
我比较能，我还是挺能认同约拿的。
I don't know if you know much about me or not.
我不知道大家是不是了解我。
You see me walking into church sometimes. I forgot it today, but sometimes I use a cane.
我，你看我到主教会里，可能今天我就忘了拄我的拐杖。
Somebody said, "Why are you using a cane?"
然后有人就会问我，哎，你为什么用拐杖呢？
To keep from falling over.
那拐杖是让你不摔倒。
Well, but what you might not know about me is I'm a runner.
我大家可能没有留意到的，可能其实我是一个跑步者。
I like to run.
我喜欢跑。
I'm pretty good at it.
我也很擅长跑步。
Now, when I was in the army, when my son went in the army, he had special shoes for when they would go running.
我曾经是原来是军人，那我儿子现在也在，他也参军。他在跑的时候呢，作为军人，他们有他们特别的这个靴子，这个鞋。
But when I was in the army, we had combat boots, and when we went running, we wore combat boots.
但是我那时候参军的时候呢，在部队上的时候，我们是有那个作战的穿的鞋子，所以我们跑的时候穿的那种很重的那个作战的靴子跑。
And one of our training sergeants liked to run, and so we run every day.
所以呢，那时候训练我们的这个长官呢，他喜欢跑步，所以我们每天都要跑。
Up to 8 miles.
一天跑8迈。哇，that's a lot.
However, if you think that I'm talking about putting on my combat boots and going running through the community, that's really not what I'm talking about.
如果你是觉得说我讲的是穿上这个作战的靴子，然后在我的社区里跑步，这不是我要讲的跑。
When I tell you I'm a good runner, and if you see me trying to run, please sure and call 911 very quickly, okay?
所以当我说我是个跑步者，如果你哪天看到我跑，请你赶快去打911。
Because I'm talking about, do we have a slide there with the runner?
我们可不可以第三张换一下那个、yeah. 那个幻灯片？我讲到了这个跑呢。
Yeah, I'm talking about a different kind of running.
我其实在讲的是一个下一张。
There we go.
No,
yeah,
one,
I'm not talking about this kind of runner. I'm talking about running away from hard things.
我讲到跑就是逃跑，就是逃离这个危险，逃离这个不舒服的东西。
When life gets hard, I want to run away from the hard things.
当这个人生变得很艰难的时候，我就想逃离这个艰难。
The Bible is filled with illustrations of people who run away from hard things.
这个圣经上充满了这样的人物，就是他们想要逃离这个艰难的处境。
Jonah didn't want to go where God told him to go, and so he was running away.
约拿不想去神让他去的地方，所以他就逃往别的地方。
In the book of Acts, when the Apostle Paul and Barnabas got together on their first missionary journey, they took a young man by the name of John Mark with them.
当保罗和巴拿巴他们第一次去宣教的之旅的时候，他们带了个年轻人，就是约翰马可。
But when Paul and Barnabas decided to stay longer and go to some more villages to preach the gospel, John Mark was tired of what they were doing. They weren't really traveling first class, and so he ran away and came home.
所以呢，当保罗跟巴拿巴他们想在这个乡村待更多的时间去传讲福音的时候呢，你知道那个时候他们去旅行可不是坐头等舱。那约翰马可他就觉得累了，他烦了，他就回去了。
What could the apostle and Barnabas have done if they'd had one of these nice big coaches that you see movie stars and going crossing the country in the day?
他们那时候他们其实走就是可不是像现在的这样的一些去巡回演出的这些歌星这样的有很好的条件。
I think about the Apostle Peter when he was standing there when they were trying Jesus, and a little lady came up to him, maybe 15-year-old girl, and said, "You're one of his." And Peter said, "Oh no!" And Peter ran away from what was hard.
当在最后的时候，就是耶稣被抓，彼得跟着他。那在那个大祭司的庭院里边，有个使女，大概这个使女有15岁，说：“哦，你是跟他们一伙的。”彼得就说：“我不认识他。”然后他就跑走了，他看着很危险，逃离了。
Why was it so difficult for Peter to simply say, "Yes, I'm one of his, and it's been a great privilege to travel with Jesus"?
为什么彼得不能说：“哦，我是他们一伙的，那我跟耶稣同行，那是一个很大的荣幸。”他为什么不能这样说呢？
But it was hard, so Peter ran away.
因为这个面对这样的耶稣被抓的现实，这是很难的，所以彼得就逃离了。
Have you ever ran away from anything that was hard?
大家有没有就是面对这个艰难的事情就逃走呢
？Difficult.
困难。
Let me tell you a personal story, true story.
让我告诉大家一个真实的故事，是我个人的故事。
When I was discharged from the army, I came immediately to Hope Sound Bible College.
我当时从军队就是一旦出来，我就马上就到了这个 Hope Sound 圣经学院。
The first year went pretty well.
那第一年还都挺顺利的。
I was working and going to college full time.
然后我边工作边全时间的学生。
Started in the second year.
然后第二年呢？
Get up at 5 o'clock every morning, go to prayer meeting.
然后每天早上五点钟去参加祷告会。
Then I would go to my job.
然后去上班。
I'd come home about 9 o'clock in the morning, go to class.
然后呢，再到上午九点去上课。
Go back to class. I'd go back to my job in the afternoon.
然后上完课，下午再去上班。
Come home and study until about midnight every night.
回家以后再继续学习，一直到半夜。
And long about 2 months into the second year of college, I got to thinking this is more difficult than I really wanted.
然后呢，大概就这样子，第二年学期开始2个月，我就意识到说，这比我想象的，比我意识到的要艰难很多。
So I went to see the army recruiter about going back and enlisting in the army again.
所以我就去看那个招募兵团的，就是募兵的，然后就决定要再回去参军军队上。
And they immediately said, "Yes, we want you back." And so I determined to go back and make a career out of being a soldier.
所以呢，他们说我们很需要你，我们当然要你，所以我就不再读书，又回到军队上。
So one night I left. I was supposed to go back to Miami to the induction center, and I was supposed to be sworn in the next morning to go back in as a soldier.
然后呢，就在最后一天晚上呢，我其实要去到了那个他们就是那个军队的那个中心。我第二天就是要发誓，我要回到军队。
But at 5 o'clock in the morning, the next morning, when I walked through the outer door of the induction center in Miami. One of the preachers from Hope Sound was standing there.
然后第二天早晨五点钟我起来，就是因为在迈阿密的那个中心，就是我准备要宣誓了。结果有一个牧师就是从 Hope Sound 来的。
I was trying to run away, but like Jonah and like so many others, God put a block in the way of me going.
然后呢，我是想要逃离，但是就像神对待约拿，像对我们许多人，神在我前面放了个那个拦阻物、阻碍物。
I'm not proud of running away.
我可不以自己逃离觉得这个引以为荣。
But I am proud of that preacher that came down there and stood there and encouraged me and helped me to change my decision and to go back to school.
然后但是我引以为荣的就是那个牧师，他就到我面前，他就停住我，然后鼓励我继续回去读书。
You see,We can run away from God, but we can't hide.
他就对我说，你可以从神面前逃离，但是你没法在神面前隐藏。
Sometimes when we try to run away from God, life becomes very miserable.
当你要从神面前逃离的时候，有的你的生活会变得更加的糟糕，更加的悲惨。
Jonah in the belly of the whale, I don't think he was real comfortable during those 3 days.
我想约拿在大鱼肚子里三天三夜可是不舒服。
We could maybe describe that, but I could say that God rescues us and gives us other chances.
就是神真的是拯救了我们，又给我们再一次机会。
Jonah ended up doing what God had called him to do.
所以约拿最后去做了神让他去做的。
John Mark ended up doing what God wanted him to do.
最后那个约翰马可也回转，他也继续的传福音。
And Jesus forgave Peter.
然后神也就是耶稣也原谅了彼得。
And Jesus forgave me for running away.
耶稣也原谅了我这样逃离。
And so I also wanted to connect this to the Apostle Paul. You see, the Apostle Paul was on a ship too in the book of Acts.
在使徒行传里那个使徒保罗他也在一条船上。
The ship was in a terrible storm.
那这个船呢就碰上了暴风雨，暴风就是。
Some of the men decided that they were going to cut one of the lifeboats loose and they were going to escape the ship and try to save their lives that way.
所以呢，那些船员他们就想要把那个小船呢给砍断，然后他们就可以逃跑。
But the Apostle Paul saw what they were doing and he told the soldiers, he said, unless these men stay in the ship, they cannot be saved.
就是那个水手想要逃出船去，就把那个船放在海里边，假装要从船头抛锚的样子。保罗对百夫长和兵丁说，这些人若不等在船上，你们必不能得救。
So this morning, if I would have an application for all of this.
所以我今天早上要给大家的一个应用就是。
When things are tough, stay in the boat.
所以当事情变得艰难的时候，你就待在船上。
And when the temptations come that seem to be very strong, remember, stay in the boat.
所以当这个试探来临，看上去大风起来的时候，你要待在船上。
And when tragic things happen in our lives and we're tempted to say, if God was really God and if God was really taking care of me, he wouldn't have let this happen.
当生命中有这个悲惨的事情发生，如果你心里试探说，如果神真的是神，如果他真的在意我，为什么他允许这些事情发生呢？
Stay in the boat.
你要待在船上。
Unless we stay in the boat, we cannot be saved.
所以除非我们待在船上，我们就不能够继续。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you this morning.
父啊，我们感谢你。
We thank you, Lord, that so much points to you.
我们感谢你，真的是有很多的旧约、新约都在指向你。
Thank you for the wonderful applications that we see in the Scripture.
我们真的是为我们在经文中所看到的这些能应用在我们身上的应用来感谢。
Lord, when we're tempted to run, help us to realize that we can run, but we cannot hide from God's mercy.
主啊，当我们想要逃跑的时候，想要逃走的时候，你帮助我们意识到说，我们可以逃，但是我们不能从你面前隐藏。
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen.